Lord God, omnipotent Father, thank you so much for bringing us here today. As we bow our heads, as we close our eyes, I pray, Lord God, that we just shut out the world for a moment and just put our focus on you. That we gain the food that we need from you. Not the physical food, but our spiritual food, our spiritual nourishment. I pray that we allow ourselves to be uplifted by you, that we truly fall into your care and depend on you, that we truly bring all our cares and our burdens to you and lay them at your feet. I pray that we fall weak at your feet, that we not be afraid, Lord God, to show our cares and show our worries as we come to you. Lord God, you are wonderful. You are everything. You're the beginning and the end. You're the Alpha and the Omega. Without you, there would be no life. So for that, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the very air we breathe. We thank you for the ground that we walk on, that we get our sustenance from. We thank you, Lord God, for the clouds that shower us with rain, provide us with the water that we need. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the clothes on our backs, Lord God, the food on our tables, the roofs over our heads. Lord God, we thank you. For the family, the friends, the co-workers, the social circles, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the tools that you give us, Lord God, that we can do our work, that we can help each other, that we can be of use in this world, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us the tools to lead and in some cases follow as we need to, Lord God, and in some cases to be on our own and stand out. We thank you for the footing that you give us, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. But Lord God, we are human. And we fall short. Because even in the things that you give us, Lord God, sometimes we forget to thank you. Sometimes we forget that everything does come from you, stems from you. You are the tree of life, and we forget. As we, the fruit, fall from your tree, Lord God, we roll down the hill and we forget where we've come from and we get lost. And we start to become rotten because we are far from you, forgetting our roots, forgetting who we are meant to be. We are so far from you, Lord God, that sometimes we don't get the sustenance we need. We get our sustenance that we think we need. We get it somewhere else, Lord God, and it just turns our insides up, Lord God. Turns them up. And we become a mess, even though we don't know it. Making wrong decisions, Lord God, that impact our lives, our families' lives, our friends' lives, our work, our communities, because we think we know it all. And Lord God, it affects the very great to the very small. And even in that, Lord God, even in making the demarcations in society, Lord God, we stand as if, you know, we have it all made and we are in control of this, Lord God. We do that, but we're not. because we've rolled far from you, and our sustenance comes from elsewhere, we've forgotten. And for that, Lord God, we are truly sorry. We see how we've turned our world upside down, Lord God. The wars, the climate change, Lord God, even the weather itself is crying out, all because of all we have done. Technology that can be used for good, we've just used it for ill. It's gone too fast. Everything has sped up too fast, so much so we cannot control it, Lord God. It's gotten away from us and we don't know how to get it back because we're not depending on you. We're not calling out to you. Lord God, governments of this world, Lord God, they're not doing as they should. They're not calling to you, delving into your word for answers that they so desperately need. We see it unfold, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, you hurt because you are our parents and we're your children and we think we know it all and we become wayward, we become rebellious. And we can see everything falling upside down and we still think we got it and we don't. And Lord God, for that, we bring this to you and ask for your forgiveness. Even in our very churches, Lord God, we fight amongst ourselves, we bicker amongst ourselves, there's politics, Lord God. In our very roles, Lord God, we tend to forget who we serve and whose we are and the purpose behind it all and let position get to our head. Let roles get to our head. Let what we think get to our heads, Lord. We go so far to think that we do our thing, Lord God, and you help us. That we do our thing and because you seem distant, we just ask for your help when we need it. Not all the time, because it's not necessary. But no, Lord God, even in that we are desperately wrong. And we need to come back to you because we are nothing without you. So how dare we? So, Lord God, please forgive us. Please turn our ways. Turn our ways back to you. Lord God, even in our faith, we desperately cry out to you. We bring our burdens to you. We bring our problems, our challenges, Lord God. We bring our health. We bring our financial woes, Lord God. Our work situations. Every situation, familial, Lord God. We bring them all to you. We lay them at your feet. We cry to you, Lord God. We reach our hands to you. And what do, Lord? We pick them back up. As if we're helping you? How dare we, Lord? We can't. Because you are the rock. You are our salvation. So how could we, Lord God? We ask your forgiveness. And this is why we keep falling short. Lord God, this is why things don't go in the timing that you would have it, Lord God. Because we keep getting in our own way. Give us the tools to just give you and let go. Give us the tools to have the faith, Lord God, that even in trials, even if things do not work out how we see fit, we can still trust in you. Because, Lord God, when things work in your will, in your way, they're always with your children in mind. Even if we don't understand it at first, Lord God, if only we could remember and appreciate that we can't even begin to understand you. So as children, we should just give to you. Truly hang on to the fact that you've got us, Lord, and let you do your work because you love your children. because we keep falling short in that, Lord God, we ask your forgiveness. Father, Lord, we forget every day to bring our good things to you, their happy days, when the sunshine, Lord God, when all is well, we forget. And then, Lord God, we only come running when something's wrong. But no, Lord God, you are always there. You're our parent. You're always there, Lord God, in the good times and the bad. So why do we forget? Lord, we ask your forgiveness desperately. Because you bring us to the goodness. You are the light. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, that you place your hand over this entire earth, over your people. I pray, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you take control, but that we allow you to take control because we so desperately need it. We are yet human. We are so desperately imperfect. So we ask you your forgiveness, O Father. Please lay your hand upon us. Break the chains of unforgiveness. Break the chains of ego. Break the chains of stubbornness that drives us beyond comprehension of the decisions that we make. Break those chains, Lord God. Break the chains of us bringing our own problems on ourselves. Break those chains, Lord God, of not wanting to understand that you have us in your hand. Help us to just get that, Lord. So break those chains of not accepting and not just depending on you. Break those chains so that we could feel light again and not carry the burden, the weight of all that we've done to this planet, to ourselves. I pray that you protect all of those, Lord God, who are in war-torn countries. And Lord God, it's not only where we hear on the news. It's everywhere. There are so many places that are not covered, Lord God, on the news. Or sometimes even the news turns things upside down and we just don't know. We can't trust. So Lord God, in this prayer, I ask you to cover everyone that is going through this right now, without naming names, without naming countries, across this entire planet, so that none would be forgotten. I ask you to touch the hearts of those who cause the pain. Soften those hearts, Lord God. Lift the devil and his madness out from these situations and cast him deep into the depths of nothingness. Grant your people peace. Grant your people comfort and the chance to rebuild and be happy again. Provide them with food. All those who are in desperate situations, Lord God, not only in war-torn countries, but in other situations, in abusive situations, Lord God, in police states and all sorts of horrible things that we have brought upon ourselves, Lord God. I pray that the hardness of hearts would be lifted. That those who are dictators and manipulators and rulers with a hardened heart, with a darkened heart, be all of those be lifted, Lord God. We pray for your peace. We pray that all of those who are suffering right now, that have financial issues, all of those who are hungry, all of those who are homeless, that feel as if there is no hope, Lord God, may you hear their hearts. May you hear the hearts of these people, Lord God, these souls that really need you. Touch them. Relieve them of their stress. Provide them with the answers that they so desperately need. And the comfort and the housing, the home, the families, Lord God. Provide them with the support. Provide them with food, with the jobs. Break the chain of oppression upon their hearts so that they can be free. Free from drug use, free from any other addictions. Lord God, you know that I can't remember all the things that I would like to bring up here, Lord God. So all the things that are in our hearts, I pray that you hear us. And if it be your will, desperately, Lord God, we ask that you grant the peace that's needed. Remember all those, especially, Lord God, who are going through ailments. All of those in hospital. All of those who have loved ones who have died. All of those who have loved ones who are near that, Lord God. Lord God, please remember the brokenhearted. Remember them, Lord Jesus. Provide comfort. Your grace is sufficient for us, Lord Jesus, and your power is made perfect in our weakness. Your will is proven, Lord God. So we pray desperately that you touch all hearts that are broken. Lord Jesus, it's in the silence that we listen for your voice. We listen for you to talk to us, Lord Jesus, and give us our direction. For you have direction for each and every one of us. There's so many of us, and yet you are so capable of giving us all separate direction, Lord God, and we so thank you. So we ask, Lord God, that you instill in our hearts what you would have us do and that we be open to it. And in that, Lord God, we thank you in advance. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for being the Lord you are. We thank you for forgiving us desperately of our sins, Lord God, that we so desperately come to you with. We come pleading. And we know, Lord God, that we're going to mess up again and again, but we thank you for still being there and loving us as you do. Beyond all understanding. We thank you in advance for all the good things that you're going to provide us. All the things that you're going to protect us from. All the directions that you will forge so that we can go the way that we ought to go. That we don't even realize are just taking us from danger. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that even if we are in challenging circumstances, that you will provide the tools that we need. Lord God, we thank you that even in horrible circumstances, if we have lost a job, if something has happened, whatever the case may be, that you may have done that just to bring us to a better solution. That's even better than we ever thought before. So we thank you for your coverage in that, Lord God. We bless you, we praise you, your miraculous name, Lord God. For it's only in you that we can find the glory and the peace we need. The peace that we need, Lord God, in your glorious and unmatchless name. Oh, fathers, even in my words, though they be full of errors and mistakes, Lord God, you've even said, even in the sighs and the moans, you can hear our prayers. So I thank you. Imperfect though I am, imperfect though we all are, Lord God, and then sometimes we cannot find the words to say, but you still know the cries of our hearts. So for that, we thank you, Lord. And as we go about our day, Lord God, I pray that you walk with us, you guide us. You lift us up on your shoulders, Lord God, and you walk on the sandy roads of life, leaving your footsteps. Thank you, Jesus. We pray, Lord God, in your most holy, precious, and wonderful name. We love you, Lord. Amen.